check, please. KJ4RJT, radio check.
For MT Mobile, radio check.
Yeah, KN4, VWA.
VWA, thank you very much. I'm over here on Morris Road in Simpsonville. What's your location?
Now I'm on Highway 14 at Super Road in Greer. And you had a little bit of scratch on there initially. You got real good audio. And I think that scratch may have been from the repeater. Do I have any scratch on my signal on the return?
Roger. Just a little bit of static. I don't know, it may be a reception thing, but not scratch, just a little bit of static. KJ4RJG, thank you very much. Appreciate the callback.
Roger, roger. Yep. And I think that little bit of static is coming off of the repeater this morning. We got to get it warmed up. Let's fire that thing up. So, 73s, KN4VWA, I'm clear.
KJ4RJG is clear, thank you.
EWA, mobile.
4EWA, KJ4RJG.
Very good. Steve on this end. Who we got there?
Roger. This is Ken, and I'm over in Simpsonville, sitting out here beside my entry gate trying to get the guy to change out the keypad.
The joys of modern electronics.
Thing's 15 years old and people are complaining about it. push buttons are sticking, so I thought I just order a new one. That's the easy part. The hard part is getting the old one out.
I just happened to have a 4-pound small hammer, four-pound hammer in the truck with me. It makes a nice adjustable tool if you want to use it.
The technician was here taking it out, and I said, get a hammer. And, of course, it's 15 years old, had some corrosion. And he knocked the main part of it out with a hammer. And I think he's trying to get the rest of the part now. He's in his truck trying to stay warm.
With the cold weather, stiff fingers appear.
I used to work on the flight line, and nothing's colder or hotter in place than the flight line.
That may be, but I'll tell you what, you need to go to Eastern Kentucky in January. Ain't nothing colder than a coal miner's behind.
That's right. Anyhow, I used to work on aircraft, and a lot of boxes out there. One of the connectors we had 128 pins on it. Talk about trying to get those all in straight without bending one.
Okay. My goodness. Well, so what type did you work on?
Fighters and bombers, helicopters, about everything.
What was your MOS?
Electronics engineer, Air Force, and we used to fly those things too way back in the 60s and 70s.
Well, depending on what command you were in, were you ever in cargo?
Primarily in test and evaluation with systems command out of Wright Pat.
Okay. Yeah, he's passed away now, but in about 78 or 80, I had a friend, he was a one-star, retired out as wing commander down at Charleston.
Well, that happens a lot. A lot of good friends in the service, and most of the ones I know are gone. I stayed in Fort Walton Beach down there for about 30 years in service and then with a company or so.
Yeah, he had the C-5 wing down in Charleston.
That was a big airplane, I tell you. After that came the C-17, but the C-5 was huge. I never flew in one of those. I flew in the 141s.
That's big enough, too.
Inside, just about. But anyhow, I appreciate it. This guy's coming back, and I have to get back with him. This is Ken at KJ4RJG. Clear on your return.
RJT. Ken. Good for a little nice little ride along in it. perfect timing because I'm about to go into my first appointment this morning. And enjoyed it this morning. Try to stay warm. Hold those fingers over those heat vents in the car. hope to catch you down the log. KN4 BWA, I'm clear.
4RJG is clear. Thank you.